Good afternoon and welcome to Born on the 4th of July and Crown Thy Good with Brotherhood from Sea to Shining Sea. Perhaps many of you know that the words to the music that have just been played, and it's interesting to think upon them as we go forward with today's show. I'm your host, Barbara Jean, right here on RBN. And today we have a great guest, a great American, a veteran, a professor, a writer, a theologian. Good afternoon to you, Tex Mars.
Well, Virginia, it's great to be with you.
Well, thank you, thank you. Well, I'm excited. I've been prowling around a bit on your website and looking at some of the video clips that you have been doing for many years. And certainly, you are driven with a curiosity and an intellect that is really unusual, a combination that we don't see very often. So every time, I'm always excited to speak with you. And we'll have a break here shortly before we get into the body of the segment. Just want to remind you of that. Today, Tex Mars on Born on the 4th of July. So I'm excited to talk with you, and I'm hoping you're having a great and wonderful summer.
I am. I just got back from West Virginia. We had a wonderful conference there. Really, it was called Restoring Our Heritage Conference, and some wonderful patriot folks. And I think we're making headway, and the reason why, Board Virginia, is because of radio programs like yours, and people are waking up more and more. But we have to keep the pressure on because, you know, they've got the money, they've got the media, they've got so much opposed to us, but we have the truth. And I think it was Alexander Solzhenitsyn, you know, the famous Soviet writer who was tortured and spent many years in the Soviet Gulag camps. He once said, "One word of truth outweighs the entire world." And we have that.
Well, I'm proud to have you on the air. I'm honored that you extend part of this awakening to talk radio and radio hosts across the nation that really do take a lot of time in sorting through much of the propaganda that is presented. Last week, we had such a stunning example that I'm still reeling from that, and perhaps you recall the organizer or leader of the Southern Poverty Law Center being on CNN and MSNBC and elsewhere about their research about the militias and how they were so concerned over having a black president as part of this sort of awakening or arousal of the public. And I knew as soon as I saw that that was unfounded and wrong. And yet there was no inquiry as to the background of their particular study and so forth. Alarming in the fact that we have the Department of Homeland Security designating so many of us as potential terrorists just a few months in advance. We'll go to that break and we'll be right back with Tex Mars.
Attention RBN listeners, the freeze-dry guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as those many companies providing emergency feeding programs simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Today's Flu Readiness Report is brought to you by Nutrients 21, makers of Ultra Immunity, the world's best natural immune supplement. Today, we will discuss the imminent vitamin shortages. Should the swine flu develop into the predicted fall-winter pandemic, you can expect vitamins to disappear overnight or become very, very expensive. Why? Because 80% of supplement raw material comes from China. There will be disruptions of trade and commerce. The ongoing dollar's collapse will accelerate on the world market, and a last-minute global rush to stock up on vitamins by the prudent will create a perfect shortage. Pandemic survival depends on being prepared. This flu readiness update has been brought to you by UltraImmunity.com. Ultra Immunity is a supplement you can safely use with mega dosing protocols. For full details on the survival supplement, visit UltraImmunity.com. UltraImmunity.com. That's UltraImmunity.com. Visit UltraImmunity.com today.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. Today's guest, Tex Mars. He has been a career United States Air Force officer, is now retired. He was involved in communications and electronics and engineering, overseeing engineering units. He is the recipient of a Vietnam Service Medal, a Presidential Unit Citation, served in Germany, Italy, Asia, and also received Airman of the Year at Karat Air Force Base in Thailand. Ladies and gentlemen, you have an American hero who has taken on the task of maybe helping us understand biblical prophecy and how it joins today with what we are experiencing. Lots of books, lots of videos. So it's our honor to present you today. And since we last spoke, so many things have happened, I can hardly believe it.
Well, you know, everything has escalated to an unbelievable level. And, you know, you mentioned earlier your head swimming. And, of course, it does. Everybody is just amazed at the velocity of everything coming at us. And of course, the forces that we face as patriotic Americans have literally trillions of dollars that they're throwing at us. So they can buy a lot of damage and a lot of hatred toward America's traditions and Constitution. So here again, what do we have to combat this? We have the truth. And it seems, Barbara Jean, that the truth is more powerful than their money. And this is where they're very what they're very upset about right now. Let me give you an example of that. You mentioned the Southern Poverty Law Center. This is a despicable organization. It and the Jewish ADL, and by the way, the Southern Poverty Law Center is a Jewish run organization too. And its founder was Morris Dees, and golly, a more hideous person could not be found. than Mr. D's. Of course, it's totally misnamed, the Southern Poverty Law Center. And what it is a hateful organization that I believe, my opinion, hates Christianity, hates American tradition, but they promote things like Judaism, and of course they would promote everything the ADL and the ACLU would promote, you know, taking out of Christmas, mentions of Christmas, even probably, you know, everything that we would think is good and wholesome in the schools and such, they would take out prayer, etc. And it seems that they also played some role working with the FBI in the Oklahoma City bombing situation there. Whether, you know, we would have to dig into that and find exactly to what extent. So Southern Poverty Law Center, now, here's an interesting thing. They put out these bogus reports, and the Homeland Security Department and the FBI hop on them, you know, like God himself has spoken. And so they'll put out stuff like, you know, the people attending these town hall meetings that are opposed to the health care plan must be a bunch of domestic terrorists. You know, maybe they're malicious. Maybe they're racist who hate Obama because he's black. So they play the race card continually. They always have. Now, here's sort of interesting thing. You know, you and I get around quite a bit, and, you know, what was once called the militia movement is pretty well dead. But now they're claiming it's been reignited, and there's dozens of militia groups. The only militia group that I know of right now that's active is a liberal Jewish militia that I think does need to be investigated. As I understand it, they've been having summer camp training up in New York State. And the Obama administration, Rahm Emanuel must know about this. Charles Schumer, the senator from New York, who's Jewish, he knows about it. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, was a senator from New York. She knows about it. The only militia that I know that in my opinion, is a very dangerous group is the Jewish militia. And by the way, this was reported in the Jerusalem Post newspaper. Notice that the Americans won't, news media will not report that the liberal left-wing Jews are holding militia meetings up in upper New York State. That's the only summer camp training where they're, you know, training people to go out and with guns and all the other stuff that I know of. It's a Jewish group. But, of course, Southern Poverty Law Center is a Jewish-run group, too. So it brings to mind this, that Barack Obama, this is the most amazing thing, Barbara Jean. I have a new video coming out 1 September. And I've spent a long time working on this, actually even before Obama was elected, because I knew he was going to be elected. There's no doubt about that. And because he was Rothschild's choice. There is a definite connection and line from the Rothschilds of Europe and some in the United States and George Soros, the Hungarian Jewish stock market manipulator, and the elite Jewish mafia of Chicago, Illinois. And the line runs right down to Barack Obama. And he is nothing more than part of the Jewish mafia. He is a stooge. He really is a very pathetic and sad character in my mind. And anyone who makes him up to be an Antichrist type or a strong, you know, Messiah type is absolutely out of their mind. This man has been surrounded by Rothschild mafia Jews in the White House. He can do nothing unless they tell him what to do. And this is what's going on now in America. So it's a very sad thing, but there has been a coup d'etat in America, and Zionist Jews have run America for quite a while now. They ran it under 8 years of the Bush administration. And I want your people to understand something. We are suffering economically because of a wealth accumulation by very wealthy Zionist Wall Street bankers. And they, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, and a few others. And what they're doing is consolidating all of their profits. They have forced America through Bush and Obama, whom they control. So it doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican. Doesn't matter if you're black and white. They control the White House. They control Congress. They have now gotten $27 trillion from our Fed Reserve, which is run by a Jew, Ben Bernanke, and from our Secretary of the Treasury, that's run by a Jew named Tim Geithner. So what we have is a coup d'etat by Zionist Jews, hostile to America, and they are building a Zionist world empire. Nobody knows about it, but I'm telling you about it, and I prove it on my video. It's 90 minutes, absolute proof. You will see that they chose Obama as a young man. They trained him. They used an agent of the Communist Party USA, Mr. Frank Marshall Davis, a sexual reprobate, a bisexual man there in Hawaii who trained Obama. And now Obama is a agent of the Communist Party, which actually is nothing but a subsidiary of the Jewish mafia in America. And by the way, if anybody doesn't believe this, go to your Google something. Google the name Sidney Korshak. Sidney Korshak. K-O-R-S-H-A-K. You'll find out who really runs the mafia in America.
Why don't you spell that slowly again?
Sure. Sidney, and then the last name is Korshak. K-O-R-S-H-A-K. He's a man who is dead now, but he ran the mafia for the whole United States of America. The Sicilian, the Italian mafia, even the Irish mafia, which is much less in stature, worked for this man. He also had other Jewish gangsters working for him. You know, Bugsy Siegel, Mickey Cohen, Meyer Lansky. But basically, Sidney Korshak ran the mob and ran the United States, and it's even believed that he put out a hit on John F. Kennedy when John Kennedy told the Prime Minister of Israel that they would have to give up their atomic bombs that they had stolen from America. That's when they put a hit on him. But Sidney Korshak, out of Chicago, and I think there's a direct line from Sidney Korshak to Rahm Emanuel, Rod Blagojevich, the whole rotten, corrupt crew in Chicago. And by the way, again, I want to challenge your audience to go to Google, the world's largest computer search engine, and put in the word Sidney Korshak. Now, in addition to that, type in these keywords in Google, Obama, America's first Jewish president, and you will be shocked. The Jewish media, even the Israeli media, have been writing articles and crowing for a long time that Obama is their man, that he was brought up by the Chicago Jews. I want people to understand something. His house, his multi-million-dollar mansion. Remember, here's a man that never made over $28,000 a year by his own admission, but he lived in a million-dollar mansion in a Jewish luxurious neighborhood in Chicago. All Jews. His congressional district, a majority of the residents were not black. They were Jewish.
Here comes the music. Okay, this is going to be in a new video available 1 September. When we come back, we'll talk about the title and a little bit more.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
we've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Plastic Surgery Center, can I help you?
Hi, I need to cancel my appointment.
And what were you having done?
I was having age spots on my face lightened.
Okay, can I ask why you're canceling?
Honestly? Well, I found this great product that really works. My face looks amazing.
Can I ask what product you're using so I can let the doctor know?
Before you spend tons of money and recovery time to have age spots, liver spots, dull or uneven skin tone corrected, you should try Night Skin. It's risk-free. Night Skin is a proven anti-aging cream that was developed by Dr. Arthur Perry. It fades age spots on your face, neck, even the back of your hands, and the results are nothing short of amazing. Call now for your risk-free Night Skin. The number is 1-800-362-5848. Don't wait. This is a limited-time offer, so pick up the phone and call. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Now, returning to Born on the 4th of July and Tex Mars, there may be someone out there listening, Mr. Mars, that says, well, you know, it's a little bit harsh. I'm not so sure. Are these people all of a Jewish origin, or could it be true that that many would be involved? I would like to refer the listeners to the New York Times, August 15th, 2009. Emmanuel wields power freely and faces risks. Just a couple of comments here. This would be written by Peter Baker and Jeff Zeleny. Once again, August 15th, 2009. And it just describes him a bit and says he's a pile driver, according to senior advisor David Axelrod. He can juggle 20 to 25 things in one day, says Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. He requires the cabinet secretaries of all the cabinet level, all West Wing departments, to submit to him written reports on a weekly basis and returns them with terse notes in the margins. He is a constant presence on Capitol Hill. His quote is, in politics, you're either pitching or catching. So anyway, others are recognizing his power. Back to you.
Well, he does have power, and of course, all this is part of the global Jewish mafia, which is headquartered, of course, in Europe, among the Bilderberger elite, that secret society, but also has a huge contingent in the United States, and the Chicago Jewish Mafia is the most powerful in the United States, along with the New York crowd. And now I want people to understand something. If you study Chicago politics and money and the mob, you find that really for almost 100 years, it has been the Jews, not an Al Capone or somebody like that. Those are sort of comic cartoon characters. Of course, they were murderers, but they never really ran America. But if you go back and you study, for example, in 1919, America's most savage sports scandal broke out. It was the Chicago Black Sox scandal. Actually, they were the Chicago White Sox, but 8 of the 9 players on the Chicago White Sox team were bribed by Jewish mafia to throw the World Series. And it became the Black Sox scandal. And there have been, 200 books written about the Black Sox scandal of 1919. But what you find is that a Jewish mafia leader named Arnold Rothstein was the mastermind behind the whole thing. He spent not one day in prison for the Chicago Black Sox scandal. And of course, things have gotten worse over the years. Now, I might mention on Rahm Emanuel, of course, he is basically the political handler, the Jewish political handler for Obama. Now, he also was in the White House under Bill Clinton. And Dick Morris, who himself is Jewish, by the way, who doesn't like Rahm Emanuel one bit, told Bill O'Reilly on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News that he was the chief political advisor to, and I'm talking about Dick Morris, to Bill Clinton as president. And he said that listen to this, Barbara Jean, this is an amazing thing. He said, and I'm going to quote him, Dick Morris, and he's quoted on my video, by the way, I have a clip of that. He said President Clinton was afraid of him. He said he had his office right down the hall at the Clinton White House. Rahm Emanuel did, as a political advisor, and President Clinton was afraid of him. Now, when you're president of the United States and you're afraid of your own staff, what's going on? And now he's telling Obama exactly what to do. Now, here's an interesting thing. When the first $700-something billion stimulus package was approved, and in the final months of George Bush's presidency, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, who is totally controlled by the Jewish ADL and other the Chicago Mafia, as well as the California branch, you might say, she came out and gave credit to Rahm Emanuel for making the bill possible. She said, and I want to quote her, this is probably on YouTube, Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, said, if it weren't for Congressman Rahm Emanuel, we would not have this stimulus package. He was the go-between between Wall Street and the Congress. Now, I think that's interesting. He was the go-between between Wall Street and the Congress. And he was, and he is. And by the way, the campaign manager for Barack Obama was a man named David Axelrod, also part of the Chicago Jewish Mafia. They're everywhere. They run America. And I say that, and I've never been a KKKer. I've never been any,
We'll go to break here, sir, and we'll be right back. You're hitting on a lot of topics.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors.
Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you.
Right now.
Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July, and we have as today's guest Tex Mars, author of many, many books and a lot of helpful videos, and you were speaking of the one you're getting ready to release on September 1, and we were also commenting on the powerful position of Rahm Emanuel, and then now comes forward and is a participant in the health story, a brother, Ezekiel Emanuel. So we know that there has now been put in place a board of some sort buried inside the stimulus bill passed in February 2009. And they will have this board to 15 members of federal council. All members must be senior federal officers or employees. And here you have this board that's not unlike something that Hitler set up in about 1939. Back to you.
Well absolutely. Now, Ezekiel Emanuel has, since the first day of the Obama administration, been secretly hidden and squirreled away working on this master plan for the takeover of the healthcare system in the Office of Management and Budget at the White House, which, by the way, dare I say it again, the Office of Management and Budget, and he's the guy that has control of the entire federal budget. Of course, Congress supposedly approves it, but they're basically rubber stamping most everything these days. And his name just happens to be Peter Orszag. And would you believe, what a coincidence, he happens to be Jewish. So the money man at the White House, the budget director, is Jewish. Now, working with him, and they work together because obviously this medical takeover has to be done, you know, monetized. In other words, they've got to have the money for it. Working with him at the House of Management Budget is Ezekiel Emanuel, who quite conveniently is a medical doctor, has written a couple of books on euthanasia, and is Rahm Emanuel's, the powerful White House Chief of Staff's, brother. And so he's the mastermind behind the medical plan. Now, Barbara Jean, I want your audience to understand something. I have some contacts, and here's what they've told me. Number one, there never has really been a government option. You know, what they said was, what we're going to do is allow you to continue your private medical plans and everything. We're just going to create a government option to help the uninsured. So there will be, you know, along with all these private insurance companies, there will be a government arm to help the you know, the people who can't afford it. You know, the 49 million or, you know, who knows how many. Just one government option among all these private insurance companies. Now, they realize there would be a flack about that, and actually their true plan is to privatize, is to keep the medical system of America ostensibly private. Remember, in Nazi Germany, they never took over the medical system. It was always done by private doctors and private insurers in Nazi Germany. Now, there are huge corporations right now that you know, run the health insurance business. I'm talking about Aetna Insurance, United Health Insurance, I think there's Coventry Insurance, Prudential, and others. Now, these huge insurance corporations are owned by the Jewish Illuminati elite, the same people who run the Wall Street banks, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, own most of the stock and the controlling shares of these huge health insurers. So the plan all along has been to bamboozle the American people, to scare Americans into thinking that the government was going to directly run all the hospitals, all the doctors, and all of that. No, they're going to allow corporations to do that. They're going to control the corporations. This is a fascist system, okay? Now, in communism, it would be, or socialism, the government would be the insurer. But that has never worked good, and now the Illuminati elite understand that, and they can make so much more money and have just as much control by setting up the kind of boards that you just talked about that will tell the insurers what to do. In other words, it doesn't matter. In fact, it's a better situation if you can tell the insurers. You make all the rules for the insurance companies, but the insurance companies get all the moolah. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Over the weekend, this kind of withdrawal for this policy that they've heretofore touted, so that's all just part of the story, right?
Yeah, it is. It's like the unions. You know, they used to go to U.S. Steel or General Motors or whoever and say, we want a $3 pay raise. Really, they knew they could only get like $2, right? But they would ask for $3 so they could get $2. So Obama, they never really wanted the government to be involved in the health care. They want HMOs. Now, they changed the name of it. Notice their little big brother doublespeak change here. It's not HMOs they're going to give all this government money to. They're still going to tax you and me the same amount, even more, in fact. Those 49 million uninsured Americans, most of whom are, by the way, or illegal aliens that are going to get free medical care. Now they're going to get it from Aetna, Prudential, Coventry, United Health, so that the people, the corporate bigwigs who own those corporations will be richer and richer and richer. Who will pay for that 49 million people who now get private health insurance, HMOs? it will, just like Medicare, in other words, you know, a lot of Medicare now is handled by HMOs. And that will be, of course, you and me, the taxpayer. And this has all the time been planned. And Obama told the truth, for example, about General Motors when he said the government does not want to run auto companies. That was absolutely the truth. What they wanted to do was take General Motors and divvy it up between all of the companies they owned. So Chrysler, you know, Fiat, that's part of the Illuminati system of Italy, they got most of Chrysler. Penske, the big truck leasing firm, got Saturn. So what they've done is they've taken the General Motors pie and carved it up, and they're giving this piece to this company, this piece to this company. So the government does not want to run General Motors. It wants to give General Motors away for a pittance to the Illuminati elite that run other corporations. So this is what we're going to have. Obama's going to say, okay, Americans, I give up. You don't want the government to run the healthcare system directly. So why don't you just give me the money, the $1 trillion, actually it's going to just start with a trillion. It'll be much more than that. So let's just give it to private insurers. Now, doesn't that make you feel better? Now, here's the problem. Zeke Emanuel will still have a great big 1,300-page guide, because there will be a government czar of health care to tell the insurers what to do. And they will be giving abortions. Yes, they will. That'll be part of what the government mandates for the private insurers. They will also, of course, be having these death panels, which is end-of-life counseling, and the government will dictate it to them. So I want to ask you a question. Whether the government runs the railroad or the government tells the CEO of the railroad exactly what to do, what does it matter? The government runs it. This is what they're going to do with the healthcare system. They're going to say, don't you Americans feel better? Sure, you're going to have to pay trillions of dollars in taxes for these 49 million now we're going to give free health care to, including about 35 million illegal aliens. According to Bear Stearns, by the way, the huge Wall Street firm that was driven into bankruptcy and taken over, you know, by Goldman Sachs and others, they said 5 years ago, this was reported on the Lou Dobbs show, they're not just 12 million illegals in America. They said there's 25 to 35 million. That was 5 years ago. And Obama is going to give them all free health care. And what does it matter whether it's given to them by Prudential and Aetna, that's owned by Obama's Jewish mafia, or the government does it? So we're not looking at a communist system. That's out. That's passé. That's outdated. This is fascism, in which the super, super, super rich run the whole world, and they use corporations as front groups, basically.
Do you believe that your understanding on your information that you are comfortable with and that you are sharing with this audience all across America will come to the front? Will people see the abuse that is being laid out in front of them, as if we are just kind of stupid in a way, you know? All of the television talking people and the newscasters and anchors, they just so are friendly and pleasant, and they hear these messages, and they don't seem to pause or choke or cough or say, excuse me, this is too much. They never say that. And so then it just kind of flows like honey. And, you know, there's a few people that say, hey, wait a minute, but it's hard to understand. To the audience out there, if you have a question or comment, give us a call at 800-313-9443, because you're enlisted. You're the patriot. You're the Army of America today. We have to say no, and our leaders on television aren't going to do that. They have to have been conscripted, don't you think, and paid off somewhere?
Absolutely. Big pharmaceuticals, they have already paid up on this. I mean, Big Pharma has given billions of dollars to the Obama administration and to Democrats and Republicans in Congress. So they don't mind it at all. Now, you see, no one is talking about cutting health care costs. They want to cut benefits from the elderly and give them to illegal aliens. This is a transfer of wealth, is what it is. They are leveling America, and so this is a transfer of wealth. And by the way, notice when I talked about the Orwellian doublespeak, Obama is not going to use the term, or the White House is not going to use the term HMOs. You know, HMOs have a very bad tone to them. I mean, you know, a lot of people are angry at HMOs. They're calling what Obama's saying is, okay, I'll give up the government option, and instead we'll have health care cooperatives. Doesn't that sound that much nicer? Instead of health maintenance organization, HMOs, he wants to develop a system of health care cooperatives in which the huge corporations, the health care, same insurance companies that have the HMOs, now they're going to be called health care cooperatives. It's such a nicer term. But meanwhile, the real question is, who pays? If 49 million Americans, that's not fair. I shouldn't call them Americans, because the majority of them are illegal aliens. You know, from Indonesia, from the Philippines, from Pakistan, from Honduras, most of them from Mexico. If we're going to extend them free medical insurance, it'll be healthcare cooperatives. But the question still remains, who pays? And by the way, notice that Obama is not going after the pharmaceuticals. He hasn't told Baxter Labs or Abbott Labs or Glaxo. He hasn't said, hey, why are you charging $28 for a little pill to Americans, but in Canada or Europe, you're only charging a dollar? Why are you ripping off? Why is it when an American goes in a hospital, why are they charged $240 for one aspirin? Notice Obama's not concerned about those things. He's not really trying to cut health costs, because the corporations are going to get all the money when the deal is finished. If they can get this health care plan, pharmaceuticals will be making more money than they've ever made in history. By the way, the stock market is down today at one point, almost 200 points. Would you like to know the sector of the stock market that went up today? Barbara Jean?
Tell us.
Healthcare plans. Private healthcare plans. Aetna. All the others. United Health, which is the biggest, I think, in America right now. They're all up. Their stocks are booming. And by the way, financials are still doing pretty good, too. Citicorp actually is going up. The world's biggest bank, yeah, they're up today, while the rest of the stock market is going down. Healthcare organizations and banks are going up.
We have a caller that would like to join with you, and we have Cody in Washington. Good afternoon.
Oh, well, thanks for taking my call, and hello to you, Mr. Mars.
Hi, Cody.
Hi. I'm a big fan of yours. I listen to every interview that Daryl did with you, and I have a lot of respect for you, sir. Now, Mike, I have a comment and a question. First of all, my question is the Obama administration has countered the idea that in some way we might be paying for illegals' health care, and I'm with you. I don't believe him. And second of all, I think it's absurd to suggest that we should have to pay for their health care, because a lot of these illegals, I mean, no disrespect, but it seems to me a lot of their women are practically born pregnant. They come in here and they breed like flies and they live off the smell of an oily rag, and I'm fed up with it, because the white working man's going to get no justice from this.
Well, it's black workers too, though, to be very honest with you. they're going to pay too. Every American is going to pay, and I might even mention Americans who are Asian American. They're going to pay too. So really, it's illegal aliens, and it's not really a racial thing. It's America deserves to spend its money on America. It's not that we're prejudiced against anybody. George Bush, in his remaining months in office, approved $30 billion aid money, as if they needed it, in Israel. What's that all about? The American economy was collapsing on around our shoulders, and Bush said, oh, let's give $30 billion more to Israel. Isn't that the most disgusting thing?
Could I ask you a question? This $30 billion allocation of the final days of Bush, was that in addition to their normal $3 or $4 billion that is extended annually?
Yes, it is. It is, absolutely. It's extra
money. All right.
Money.
Stay with us. We'll be right back. We have Cody in Washington. We'll hear from him one more time and move on. We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back for the final segment this hour. We haven't even begun. I'm hoping you're going to stay with me, Tex, and we'll get to some of your writings and how it fits with the books that you are presenting and the new videos that we're going to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, we must arm ourselves. Over the weekend, the Financial Times is reporting that a Texan, I believe, Dick Armey, former House Speaker, is working with a group, and he's going to continue with Freedom Works. He has resigned being a lobbyist with DLI Pipe out of Washington. He resigned on Friday. He's going to work with Freedom Works. Maybe he's awakened to the seriousness of where we are. He's talking about the Tea Parties and the events that he's been involved in certainly on the health issue that we're speaking of, and the urgency to really understand that this is a hostile takeover in many ways. And so that's an interesting story to follow, what's happening with Dick Armey, his group, Freedom Works, and his resigning to alleviate any conflict of interest. And let's hope he's on board with activities that will help save this nation. Are people really just flooding your site and getting these videos? They are incredible. Just the trailers or the clips that you provide there, I wanted to talk about that, so I'm hoping we can get into that next hour, of just the actual construction of these statues and the faces and the things on top of buildings or in a nook on a construction part of a beautiful building. Unbelievable, ugly demons. Can you believe it that you found all of those, put them in a book, and people still can't believe it?
I know. And, the book is Mysterious Monuments. And then, of course, so we did a video called Face to Face with the Devil. And Barbara Jean, before that is such an important topic, but before I go on, I'd like to say maybe I didn't do Cody's comment.
Well, maybe Cody's still with us, so take care of that.
Oh, he's still with us. Good. Okay. Well, maybe I didn't do Cody's comment justice. He had a point. You know, I understand. You know, I'm white myself. I represent. I believe as a Christian, every race. But on the other hand, I understand what Cody is saying. And is, because, you know, Barack Obama, regrettably, is a racist. You know, he played the race card with this Professor Gates of Harvard, this racial profiling. Everything was set up. You know, the question that was asked Obama, it turns out that was a set-up question. It was all stage-managed, stage-crafted. It that backfired on them a little bit, but they're not over. And by the way, here's an example of maybe what Cody is saying, that white people are discriminated against. For example, it just came out that a Naval Academy professor has complained about what he thinks are crimes against white Americans. Now, this was in the Washington Post newspaper, of all things. They actually reported it. I can't believe it. But listen to this. Of 1,230 plebes who took the oath of office at the Naval Academy, for this, you know, coming new class, 435 members were of minority groups. Now, it turns out that there is a double standard. If you're a black or a Latino or a Native American, you can score up to 25 to 30% less on the test. You can make C's.
We'll go to the top and we'll pick it up there.
Okay.
Absolutely incredible. You're listening to Born on the 4th of July.
With